It's the God Gioli. Welcome back to the Dream Team Manifest. Been a while since I seen you, but I see you. So what's going on? I hope everybody is feeling great within the sound of my voice. You know, I hope your spirits is up. I hope that your kundalini is steadily in motion. You know what I mean? On its way to the spot that it should be. So yeah, man. Love all y'all. As always, you know, I want to thank the creator for allowing us to be in this space where I could say something that may resonate with you. And if it does resonate with you, you know, take it, put it somewhere where you keep things that you like to keep, like a wallet or something like that, and you walk with it. And if you don't, you put it in the bottom of your shoe, you throw the shoes away. Simple as that. You know what I mean? So let's thank the creator and the conceiver for that. All right, so today I wanted to talk about free flow. Not free flow, but finding your flow, rather. It's a lot of things that people put out there. It's a lot of messages that people put out there. There's a lot of programs that's out there. There's a lot of people making money off a lot of things that's supposed to be helpful to other people, right? So all those things, though, are not you. All those things not going to resonate with you. All those things not going to resonate with your spirit, and they're not going to be things that you should implement in your routine just because people do them. Some people is workout nuts. You know what I mean? Some people, they sit and meditate to the point where they don't do nothing all day. Some people, you know, my whole thing is balance. So I'm not doing anything, and this is just a personal thing. I'm not doing anything for too long. You know, I'm not doing too much of anything. The only thing I might like indulge and like overdo is probably just learning. Like learning in general, like once I start learning, it's hard to stop learning, like, you know, so that right there. But other than that, I'm really, really about balance. So if you did everything that you wanted to do to make your life better than it already is, you would be doing too many things, right? So some people, they get up, they have a jog in the a.m. That's cool for the people who the rest of their day is better after they have the jog. Some people get up and jog and they tired for the rest of the day, and they body hurt for the rest of the day. And they, you know, they thinking about how bad the jog was for the rest of the day. So jogging is clearly not for those people. They might want to get up and, you know, read a book, something like that. Maybe if you get up and read a book, your day might go a little bit better. I got to let some of this noise in here, cause it's like so hot where I'm at. Hopefully it don't mess up the audio. I know it's like birds chirping. Maybe the natural sounds will help relay the point of what I'm saying. You don't want to do something because you think that it's what you're supposed to do. This is what I mean by find your flow. You can never find your flow if you're doing what everybody else's flow is. So some people like me, I don't eat until after 12. The earliest I would eat is 11. And this has been for months now. Some people can't take that kind of thing. Some people would have, you know, their stomach could be growling, you know, they head to be hurting. You know, things of that nature. Like they really not built for that kind of thing, which is cool. Then you just eat at 9. You get what I'm saying? Eating at 12 is for me because it's something I tried and that I like and that it, you know, it helps me. So if eating at 12 was something that made me feel crazy, if it was something that made me feel like the rest of my day is a bad day, I would never do it ever. I would never do it. I wouldn't even think about doing it. But I just said that to say it's all trial and error. That's what I'm trying to get to. Like the way you should find things that suit your spirit is that you should try things. So if you try for a week or a month to get up and do yoga for a month, okay, you would know if it's working or not because you did it for an extended period of time. And you know the way you feel when you do it. That's you finding your flow. If it don't work, let it go. Like, always say being vegan ain't for everybody. Like, because the idea of being vegan for some people is just so off-putting that they can't get their mind around that this doesn't have particular ingredients in it. Like, they like their cheese to have milk in it. They like their, you know, their meat to have meat in it. You know, like, so they like their stuff to come from a certain place. And until they get to that place, if they was just to be vegan, it'd be like torture. Because that's not a part of their natural flow. See, you wake up with a natural resonance, a natural aura, a natural frequency, a natural vibration that you have. And then you go out into the world and you find things that match those vibrations to where it's not fucking up your own personal song. Because you have, your body has a song that it sings. Your soul has a song that it sings. Your spirit has a soul that it sings. Your mind has a song that it sings. And in any song, if one part of the song is fucked up, then the rest of the song is just off. Like, you ever heard a song, you like, yo, why they ain't turn that down? Or why is that in there? Why would they put that in there? Like, it's fucking up your song. So if your song don't require a snare, don't put the snare there. You get what I'm saying? Because it's going to sound off-putting. Even though we've never heard a song without a snare, so what? You're an individual. Your individual song is going to sound the way it's supposed to sound. It don't got nothing to do with the way that the formula says do it. And that's my entire point right there. If you could take anything away from what I'm saying right now, realize that what's the norm is the norm. And that's cool. But the police going to identify you by your fingerprint. Why? Because it's an individual thing. You're the only one with this fingerprint in the entire world. And that's everybody. So everything you do should be individualized. I don't care if it's a workout. Like, people do the workout videos. 30-minute workouts. 30-minute workout ain't for everybody. You can cut that 30-minute. You could cut that same video on. Do 10 minutes of that workout or do the best 10 minutes. Skip through some, whatever you want to do. Now you want a 10-minute workout. If that works better for you, it's better that you do that because that's the only way you're going to stay consistent. You can't stay consistent with nothing that you don't fuck with. You would never stay consistent with nothing that you don't fuck with. That's why we all wanted to drop out of school. That's why we all didn't retain any information from school. And that's why we all not going back to school. And we don't fuck with school. Because school make you sit there and do shit according to formula. We're not like we are human beings. We're definitely gods as a reflection of the creator and the dreamer. But we are human beings. Even ants have personality and they have jobs and shit like that. But I'm just saying, we're not ants. We're not as robotic as some of the other things that inhabit the earth. We need the freedom to be our full selves. And if you put yourself in a box with programs, then you will not be your full self. This is the reason why everybody hate they self that's in church. I just got to put it out there how everybody hate they self that's in church. I'm going to tell you why everybody hate they self that's in church. Because they told what they like is bad. And all they like is the shit that's bad. Everything they want to do is a sin. They want to fuck is a sin. They want to steal little now ladies from the store. They going to go to hell. You know what I'm saying? So everything they want to do that's outside of the book that they following, they feel like bad for it, but they can't help but do it is what I'm saying. So now you're just creating a cycle of trauma for yourself. You're creating a loop. You're creating a feedback loop where the it goes, I want to do something, but I know I ain't supposed to do it, but I do it. So I got to repent for it to get back to the spot where I was. And then I want to do something, but I know I'm not supposed to do it, but I do it. So I repent. So I get back to the spot. And you go in a big ass circle. What if you just said, fuck that. I'm a Christian. But guess what? This right here, I'm not feeling that. We ain't doing that part. Like, that's, everything else is cool. We not fucking with that part right there. You'll be way better off. And then the more you individualize the shit, you'll realize, man, I don't even need that book. I don't even need it. I just take the tidbits of information I get from that book and apply it the way I want to apply it. Because you got the freedom to do so. You don't have to follow any program wholeheartedly. People will tell you, even I be like that sometimes. I do be like that sometimes. I be like, yo, people say they this and then they don't follow it. So how can you be that? That's cool. I still keep that view. I don't think you're a Christian if you abide by 9 of the commandments and then don't do the 10th one. But guess what? Christianity is a program. So I'm going to also say you're not programmed. If that's the case, right? So both those things aren't mutually exclusive. I can say one and still say the other one. So there you have it. But another way that people get caught up in not having a free flow or finding their own flow is expectancy. Like, people expect for themselves because they see other people do it. They see, yo, this person had a job, a house, a family by the time they was 25. So you sitting your 27-year-old ass in the house and you like, I'm a failure. Once again, you can't put yourself in a box like that. You got to find your own flow. Niggas get married at 35. Niggas get married at 45. Niggas get married at 85. Some niggas don't get their own crib till they 51. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, like, you don't have to order certain thing you got to be, you know, black or white. Like, you know how we do that. Like, yo, you ain't black if, you ain't white if. So you stay within a box. For instance, people told me I talk white because I use words that are in the dictionary. You know what I'm saying? Like, people like, yo, you trying to talk white? Like, yo, guess what? I'm not all the way black then. Guess what? I'm some white or something, because I'm going to do this. I'm going to be an individual. You're not going to tell me I got to fucking speak Ebonics to stay black. That's ridiculous. I'm a black nigga, like I'm a, I ain't even no black man, like I'm a nigga for real. I'm from the projects, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it's not, it's no way you could take my black card. So guess what? I'm an individual. I'm a talk white, and I'm gonna get this white money too. So whatever, like, is I'm not gonna stick myself in a box and not find my own individual flow because I'm trying to be inside of a program that say, yo, you got to be in this to be a pro, but to be in the program. Not doing it, bro. I'm not doing it. Now, sometimes it is cool to where you do follow the program and you get the reward at the end. For instance, you do your 4 years of school, you get your degree. That's cool. Like, some stuff you got to be rigorous about, but this is not about rigor. This is not about severity. This is not about structure. This is not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about your own flow. Like, I used to work at a school called Freedom Schools. Well, Freedom Schools was a program that went into schools, mostly black schools, and had, like, after-school programs and, like, summer programs. So I would have a full class for 8 hours in the summertime, the whole summer. I would have a class for 8 hours, and they paid us good. At the time, I'm early 20s. It's like $1,000 a week or something like that. I'm like, oh, this is lit. But no, it was only for like 6 weeks. So it's like $6,000 for the summer, but that's my business. What I'm saying is I used to be teaching the children there. And we had something called, they had something called freedomizing. Freedomizing was a concept where you take a curriculum that's already been laid out. You know, like a curriculum that been around for years, like, you know, okay, third grade math, and you freedomize it. So you'll break it down for that, like, particular semester, whatever, 3 months, and you'll take your lessons and you would individualize them. You would shape your lesson to your personality or to what you felt like the children would respond to better than what was on the paper. Because what's on the paper is usually just black and white. It's usually just rules and shit like that. You want to take it off the paper, add some color to it, add some spice to it. You know what I mean? And freedomize it was the way they described that concept. But I'm saying that about your life. Freedomize your life. Free flow your life. Find your flow. People will tell you, yo, you might got locks. People will be like, yo, you got a light or assume that you smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? Because you got locks. Don't pay these niggas no mind. They can't help it. They in the box. You not in the box. I got locks. I don't smoke weed. People ask me all the time, yo, how the fuck you don't smoke weed and you got locks? Who the fuck said locks was about weed? I've never heard that locks was about weed. Now, not a lot of niggas with locks do smoke weed, but I've never, you get what I'm saying? Like, nobody never, that's not a rule, yo. That's not a rule. And even if it was, I would break it because I'm an individual once again. So be aware of the boxes that you're putting yourself in and find your own flow. Your life is completely yours. It's not going to go according to no doctrine that you can read. That's just like a norm. Now, if you want to be a normal person, I can't stop you. I'm not like a normal person. Like if your goal is to be normal, then just follow everything to the T and just never find your own flow. You get what I'm saying? Like everything you see on TV that's like, hey, I'm John and I live a life that you want to live and I can make your life better for $49.99 a month. Go pay all them niggas and see what's going to happen. You're going to end up dropping out of them programs. You're going to not fuck with it. I mean, yo, don't knock it till you try it. But I'm saying if you know yourself a little better, you could save yourself a lot of time. You could be like, I don't even like shit in that arena, so I ain't even going to try it. Like, it's people, like, I play basketball. It's people who try to play basketball who just don't even have the mechanics to play basketball. I don't think they should be playing basketball. And they know they shouldn't be playing basketball. They just out there forcing it. And everybody's mad at them because they don't have it. Like, you pick this nigga up, this nigga on your team, he fucks up your whole entire game. Your whole game is fucked up just because you picked this nigga, because you felt sorry for him. He's the last nigga over there. You get what I'm saying? And now everybody mad at you because you want to do something that's like not you. You get what I'm saying? Like this doesn't come to you naturally. This is not free flowing for you. This is not within your flow. You should just let it go and go do something that you do. You might be better. What might be better within your flow is you might paint better. You might, you know what I mean? You might do YouTube better. Like it's no limits to where following your flow will lead you. If you want to look at some of the most successful people ever, look at the way they followed themselves. I open this door again. It's hot as shit. Look at the way they followed themselves. They followed themselves to success. One day, they woke up and said, why are we doing this like this? Why we don't just do this like this? And got $1 billion for it. Just for coming out of that box right there. Hold on. Wait. Damn. So why I'm tying my hair up with a bread tie? Why don't I make up scrunchies? Just like that. Oh, yeah, I do. No, I don't do that. I use rubber bands for my hair. Revolutionizing shit. You get what I'm saying? That shit only comes from finding your own flow. A lot of products that people came up with to sell to other people, it was just shit that they liked themselves, that they wanted to do themselves. Like, you know, my lady was telling me this story about a woman who had menopause. Like, I'm not too familiar with that. Like, I'm not a woman. I don't think men have menopause. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm also not a fucking, you know, doctor, technically, right? So I doubt it, though. I know we don't have menopause. But I'm saying she was going through, yeah, because that's like, you can't have children no more, some shit like that. Like, your period shutting off or something. So, you could, what I'm saying is, she was getting hot, point blank period. She was getting hot, and she needed to cool off. So, she put these fucking, she made, I don't know, ice cube trays or some shit. Like, not ice cube trays, but like, little silicone joints, and put them in the freezer, and had them around her neck. At work, so she'd be cool instead of getting hot because she was going through menopause. So all the other people who's her age at the job started saying, yo, what's that device you got around your neck? Oh, I made this up. Now, she could have sat there and went through menopause the way everybody doing it, just being fucking hot and just dealing with it. She said, yo, you know what? I'm going to wear this stupid shit around my neck at work. Hope nobody don't say nothing. And then motherfuckers coming up the hood talking about, yo, where you get that from? Boom, she quit her job. She started her own business from that. So many people was like, damn, that's a genius idea. All from finding your own individual flow, bro. From finding your own individual flow. You don't have to follow no programs. Use the program for what it's good for. I got a program I'm dropping called Live Holy. It's a book. I mean, it's the Bible of lifestyle, how to live this lifestyle, how to live, it's the Bible for that shit. And it's coming, but I wouldn't even suggest that you do that. I wouldn't even suggest you take Live Holy and be like, yo, Live Holy is the fucking, this how I'ma live my shit to the T. No, take what resonate with you. I didn't read 48 Laws of Power, and I don't follow 48 Laws of Power. It's a great book, but I don't agree with every law. I don't. Some of that shit I would never do. It's super slimy. I'm not a slimy nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain shit that you can't follow to a T. So, like I said, freedomize your life. Make sure that what you're doing is for you. This is what I wanted to get to. I'm 21 minutes in, and I'm just getting to this. I'm mainly talking about routine. I'm glad you listened this far, too, because you really getting this is the real point. When I speak about finding your flow, I'm really talking about routine. I'm talking about your daily, your day to day, because the only thing that's going to get you to where you want is momentum. The only thing, and this is so powerful, boy, what I'm about to say. No, you really might want to get a pen out. Like, this is so powerful what I'm about to say. I'm about to break down manifestation in simple form. The only way to get what you want is consistency. Consistency in something. Doing something doesn't matter. Consistency is the only way that you get where you're going. I don't care what you're doing. You have to be you have to consistently do it. Okay. The only thing that builds momentum is consistency. So consistency and momentum is father. They're like father and son, or mother and daughter, or mother, however you want to say it. Consistency is the parent, the momentum. Momentum is the offspring of consistency. But you only get consistency to have momentum from doing something within your own flow. Because if you do not like what you're doing, you'll never be consistent at it. That's why you quit so many things. It's just not for you. So if you found something that resonated with you, it's like, yo, I love doing this when I get up every day, and I love doing this in the afternoon every day, and I love doing this during dinner time every day, and I love sleeping this way. Your whole day is set. You ain't even doing shit that you don't fuck with. Your momentum going to be so crazy. Your manifestation power is going to be so crazy because you don't even got no resistance in your whole shit. You don't have no pushback. Right? The reason the waves don't crash onto the beach and kill everybody is because of pushback. The waves that's coming back negate the waves, or offset the waves that's pushing towards the beach. So some push towards the beach, the shit crash on the beach, right? At a certain point. But what I'm saying is, a big tsunami don't come and fucking take everybody out, because it's resistance coming from the waves that's coming back from the beach. So they cancel each other out, basically. So it's like the waters is still, but you don't see it that way because you think, I'm saying it's still waters because it's a stalemate. Waves coming this way, waves coming this way. That's resistance. They're going to cancel each other out. So it's basically just like still waters. The ocean is just like a pond for the most part. A pond going to sit still. A ocean, not really. You get what I'm saying? The ocean going to be there, going to be the same way every day you come back, because it's going through a cycle of ebb and flow, ebb and flow, ebb and flow, ebb and flow. So it's not going to come up to the houses that's on the beach, because it's not going to go that far because the resistance is bringing it back. So what I'm saying is you want to be that tsunami. So you don't want to have resistance. And the only thing that's going to have you have resistance is the energy from not fucking with something. The only motherfuckers who make it up in the job is the motherfuckers who like the job. The people who don't like the job, they always stay in the same position the entire time. The entire time somebody there that don't fuck with the job, they just stay in. They don't even have a desire to get, even if they have the desire, they don't have the will to get there because they will is moving in another direction. They don't like the shit. So that's what I'm saying. If you get into your flow, like I said, you're going to have a good day. Imagine having a good day every day. Just because you know yourself, just because you did the homework on yourself. I tried this, I don't like it. I tried this, I love it. I tried this, within reason, of course, right? Because some things that you will want to do would be counterproductive. So I'm saying within reason. Don't take this as an absolute. I'm saying within reason. Things that are actually constructive, productive, progressive. So imagine you do those things all day, every day, and you love this shit. Your momentum is going to be so crazy in that direction. You're going to come. You're going to be that tsunami. You're not going to have no resistance, none, no pushback. You're just going to be coming through in every room like, yeah, I'm taking this and taking this. Give me that. Give me that. Motherfuckers are going to fill it off you when you come in that room. They're going to be like, yo, this is a motherfucker who got their shit together. They know they said, look, this motherfucker is living a life. You know when you be around a motherfucker that's living a life. You feel them. You be like, yo, damn, these motherfuckers genuinely just happy like this. Like, how is this nigga just happy like this? Them the people that people be drawn to, like, damn, man, like, what's your secret, bro? Like, how you, damn. Because every time you ask somebody that's old as shit, they secret. They don't talk to you about food. They don't talk to you about religion. They don't talk to you about no bullshit. They be like, oh, I just don't do shit I don't want to do. I just do shit I fuck with all day. I just be happy all day. I'm vegan. If I was happier eating a big ass steak than being vegan, especially with the knowledge of being vegan, still eating a big ass steak, I would live longer eating the steak than if I forced myself to be vegan. Think about this. The vegan food is probably clearly better for everybody. You're not taking in certain things, like certain hormones. You're not taking in animals' blood. You're not taking in meat that your body is not made to. You're not having constipation, food getting stuck in your fucking, like, for the most part. You get what I'm saying? So the vegan food is probably better. Just science would probably tell you that, right? Western science would probably tell you that. But if I felt better eating the steak, I should go with the steak. I shouldn't go with the vegan shit. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to have me live long is me being happy about living. So don't do shit that you feel like, oh, this is going to prolong my life. It's not. If you don't like the shit you're doing, it's not going to prolong your life. It's actually going to kill you. You're actually going to shorten your life. Somebody else may prolong their life because they vibrate with it better. Now, what you had to do is just take yourself and put yourself in, like, pretend, play a role like you love it until you actually do. And that's a whole nother science. I'll get into that later. You definitely can love things that don't necessarily resonate with you, but it's a particular way you got to do it. You can't come in there with a dumbass face doing this shit all and pretend like it's a way that you, it's a way that you fake it to make it. You get what I'm saying? Fake it to make it is a real science. Remind me, hit me up and remind me, as a matter of fact, and I'll get into the science of faking it to make it and what faking it to make it really is. I'm going to give you a hint right now. Movies fake it to make it. Why you think they put all these events in movies that eventually become true? Because they know the science of faking it to make it. They're scripting. Do you know what scripting is? Yeah, they're scripting. They're scripting the entire. So if enough people take in this movie, subconsciously, they're going to play it out. And like I said, that's a whole nother science. So faking it to make it. But I'm saying minus the science, the high science of faking it to make it. Do what resonate with you. Cause you'll be better off. You'll be happy. People will be happier for you. You'll live a lot longer. You'll love a lot more. That's it. Find your flow. Do what you do. If you like Skechers, wear them motherfuckers. If you like headbands, wear them. If you like fake teeth, get them. You like your real teeth, keep them. If you like whatever, do it. Do that shit. Long as it ain't counterproductive, long as it ain't going against what you actually say you want, you shouldn't have an issue. One more time. Long as it's not counterproductive, long as it ain't going against what you say you want, you shouldn't have an issue. I'm the God Gioli. I'm out of here. This has been 31 minutes. I just had to drive a point home. I think I got it home enough. I got a couple more things I could say, but I think I hit it on the head. This 30 minutes. Maybe I come back to it. You know, I do part twos of shit too. So, yeah, I see y'all next time though, man. To the next time, y'all stay up. Love y'all.